All right, we are here with Two Wheel Tuesday podcast number 86 with Darkseid. He actually hosts his own podcast, and then he hosts a separate podcast for a much bigger podcast, we'll say. We'll talk about that with him once we get him on. But this podcast is brought to you by Stroker Industries. They make the trigger, which you can buy, put onto most gas can, 90% of gas cans, except for Matrix. And it's a push button self-venting nozzle, up to 3 gallons a minute, super fast. And I've had one sitting in the back of my truck for like 3 years, still works good. Also Motion Pro, got a new shirt here. Motion Pro pretty much makes the dopest tools, period. If you want to open up your box and be like, just have all sick-ass anodized tools that work really good, motionpro.com. And then also, last but not least, Canvas MX. Put your own name on your shit, you know? Have your stuff at least printed into your jersey so that you look factory. And if you go there and you use the code FMXEAST10, you can actually get 10% off. And you're going, FMXEAST10, that doesn't make any sense. But that's, my old company was FMXEAST. I wonder if somebody's writing me like, we can't hear you. No. All right, so we're going to call these guys. We got Darkseid on. And Nick Gore. And we're calling them now. So, yes, you can access the microphone. Yes, you can access the camera. I just updated my software. This is what they do. All right, I'm going to set it up so you guys can see them in a second. When somebody answers. Hello, who's there?
Okay.
There you go. Nick's camera's off.
Clint.
Can you figure out your camera?
Oh, snap.
There you go.
Yeah, can you see me? I can see you. I can see you, Clint and Nick.
Now let me get
can
rid of these.
You guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We're all good.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, Clint, we're working with a professional today.
I know it.
Nah.
I know it. Listen.
And I'm hiding out in my bedroom because my daughter's got friends over.
Well, I'll give you a secret. This is my stepdaughter's bedroom. She lets me have the studio in here.
Awesome.
So here, check this out. See, we're hiding that. Stuffed animals.
Just out of view.
The stuffed animals, though, in Nick's feed are his.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. All my toys are in the other bedroom. My Star Wars toys.
There you go. That tells you what you're dealing with right now, Nick. Where's Ben at? Where's Ben at?
Ben, the Ben I know.
Yeah, you're Ben. He can come and talk Star Wars.
Comic book somewhere.
Yeah, do you like comic books?
I got Star Wars, Spider-Man.
Oh, they don't get along? Do you not like them? Do you not like Spider-Man people?
I'm good with Spider-Man people. They're not as cool as Star Wars people.
Oh. We didn't even know that.
I don't think they're as committed as Star Wars people.
Right.
We didn't even know that there was a feud.
Yeah, see, exactly. He brings it up and he's got tattooed.
Dude, you can't be wearing your colors on our podcast.
Yeah.
What colors are we talking? My gang colors or my ex brand colors?
No, your Star Wars colors.
Oh, okay. Do I need to just hang up right now?
You need to put a long sleeve shirt on, because then who are they? Spider-Man people are going to be mad about it. Anyway, we got far off track right off of the bat, which usually doesn't happen for a couple minutes. I know you as Darkseid. Most people know you as Darkseid. What's your actual name?
Jamie, Guida.
Are you a Guida?
I don't even know what that is.
Are you?
I am part Italian, but
there you go. Like,
very little.
That's just the Guido part.
Yeah, I think Guido means driver. That's what I was told. So,
I mean, yeah,
that's close. Right? I'm a rider. So,
we have definitely a different definition of it here.
Well, tell me yours.
It's just like
I know it's. Go ahead.
So a Guido is a dude that's all tanned and has slick back hair and wears like a, you know, a chain and like basically Jersey Shore guys. They were Guidos.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm definitely not that.
Whoo, I made that a little strong, Nick. I'm going to have to keep watering it down.
Do you have a...
Yep, tequila. What do you got, Dark Side?
You don't want to ask, man. You're going to make fun of me.
He didn't get any. Either that...
Some Star Wars juice or something.
No, it's water, man.
Wine
yeah,
cooler?
Yeah, I got a... Water. I got a
he's
history.
Just, no, he's rolling his balls off right now. That's why he's got water. Let's just go with that.
yeah.
Give me some street cred.
Okay. Jaeger.
There you go. He's drinking Jaeger. Straight.
It's a full cup of Jaeger.
So where do you're from Texas, right?
I live in Texas. I've been here since 91, but I'm actually originally from SoCal.
How did that take place? Why did you end up moving?
Military brat. So my dad was in the Navy. So he's a Navy SEAL. Started out in like San Diego. Then we moved to, well, we were in Philadelphia for a while, then Hawaii, Northern California. But we retired here because when we were in Hawaii, my parents became really close with some people that live in this town that I live in, White Oak, Texas. They came to visit. They loved it. So this is where they retired.
Awesome. And I'm sure it's...
No, it's not.
No?
It's not. Oh, God, it's not. Not a fan, man. But I'm still here, though. My kid's here. You know I'm here.
Yeah, that dictates that sometimes, huh?
It does. It does. I mean, I say I don't like it. It's the writing here is amazing. A lot of judgmental stuff, though. You know, it's the South. Just never really felt comfortable when I moved here.
I actually... was living outside of Dallas for a while and trying to find a spot down outside of Austin somewhere.
Yeah, Austin's awesome.
But I really enjoy Texas. Do you ever ride, what is it called? Red Rock? Or what's that track there? Red something. It's a practice track.
I don't know that one. Like usually the tracks I go to are like River Valley, Cycle Ranch, Oak Hill, Village Creek, Swan, those are the main, Johnsonville. There's a lot of tracks here, but no, I don't know one
that's
read anything.
Those are all race tracks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. This is like a, just a practice track.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know it, man. I'll have to check it out. Maybe I can find it.
I actually have a video of doing a lap around it on my YouTube.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up and to see what it is. I'm sure Nick will find it. And then if he figures out how to share his screen, do you know that?
Yeah, that's what I got to figure out.
We just switched to Facebook. We've been using
right.
Google Hangouts, and then Hangouts is basically going to go away, and
okay.
Everybody's already on Facebook, so it's much easier to just be like, I'm going to call you on Facebook.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done this with a video conference type thing. I had to test it with like my mom. I called her a little bit ago.
Sweet. Yeah.
You're also the first person to test anything before we started.
Oh,
that's
man,
true.
We gotta do it right.
Usually we spend the first, like, 20 minutes figuring it out.
Yeah, I had everything set up through my mixer, trying to make it sound a little better, but it wasn't working with Facebook, so I unhooked everything. So I wanted to sound halfway decent.
You still sound
nice.
Good to me. It's probably
cool.
Your mic.
Shit, I'm not even, this isn't even hooked up. I'm using straight off the laptop.
Yeah, huh.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
A lot of people, like we had a guy on last week, was Davey
yeah.
last week. He had
I watched that.
Sat there with his phone out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just like the wind's like.
Right.
So
yeah.
We need to reel people in a little bit. Like our show's not big enough for anyone to care yet. So we're dealing with like nobody reposting it. Here's the thing.
Right.
If just the people that were on this show reposted that they were on the show, it'd be like way bigger than it is.
Well, yeah, we'll have to, hopefully I can get some of our listeners to repost it. We'll talk about it when we do the next Moto X Pod show for sure. This is cool, man. I like what you're doing.
Yeah, we're just chill. I like to just try and talk to people and just get to know them, because everybody knows the, you know, my, I adjusted the pull rods and, you know, what is it for a little extra torque here? You want a sticker?
Right.
They all know that
one.
So I like to take people down, you know, like the Star Wars thing. And you may mention that, but I didn't know that. So I'm sure somebody, is the first time they've heard it.
I get asked where the dark side came from, and like Michael Moseman and Alvin Baker, both when I first introduced myself, they were like, dark side, like they were, thought it was a bad thing, especially Moseman. Michael was really weird about it. And I said, no, dude, I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm a nerd.
He religious?
Oh, okay. And Alden, actually, I've met him once before, but when he did Zach Osborne's podcast, I sent in a question. And Zach read it from Dark Side, and Alden was kind of like, what? I don't, you know, same thing, a little weirded out by it. So Zach had to explain that, yeah, I'm just a nerd.
Are they really religious?
I wouldn't have known if we hadn't brought up Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, Dark Side, I just thought, I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought he came up with a name. I never put that together.
Yeah, see, when like email first was coming around, and so I was, I don't know, 95-ish or something, my first email. I just did Darkside MX3 at AOL. That's my email, because it's a couple things I like, right? Star Wars, and I always thought the bad guys were the coolest looking, so I went with Darkside. And then my Twitter account was the same thing, and when I started calling into Pulp, people were using their Twitter handle, so I just said, yeah, I'm Darkside, and it stuck.
Got it. So in your normal community, nobody knows you as Darkside?
No, not really. I mean, like, my chick refuses to call me Darkside. Can't stand it. It drives her crazy when we go to races and stuff. People are like, Darkside. She's like, not happening.
You're
that's
like,
how Turbo Nuts is for me. Nobody will call me Turbo Nuts.
Well, that's...
I just force people to by making it my screen name.
Right, I love it.
That was my joke, was calling you that, but now it's just like the thing.
I like it, Turbo Nuts. It's good. So, Clint, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, so Freestyle Man's gnarly, like... hitting some of those huge gaps is scary as shit, but how did you get the balls to do comedy for the first time? That's got to be a whole nother kind of fear.
Dude, I had a joke about this. Anybody that listens to our stuff, I've referenced it. But it's like, that was the joke was, you know, a bad night at comedy, and you have a bruised ego, you know? And I can deal with that because I can walk and make money and stuff. So, to eat a little shit, I'm fine with that.
That's cool, man. I really, really enjoyed you at the Vegas Pulp Live show. That was awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, I was pumped. I know they're probably... We just bailed. The girl I had with me and Chuck wanted to eat, so we left. And I'm like, you guys got so much going on right now. I'm just going to be like another weird dude hanging around that you don't really know. You know.
Well, I'm glad I got a chance to meet you. Yeah, they were there for hours signing and taking pictures, so it's all good.
We actually, after meeting you there and then we had talked, we actually did meet at a holy smokes.
I was trying something.
That didn't work. Thank you for clarifying that did not work. You're trying to figure out how to put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
So I talked to him there, and we realized that we actually raced together at what is that race? The vet race, the Tommy Shields, the series.
The Moto Masters.
Moto Masters, yes, exactly.
Moto Masters, yeah.
That is such a rad series.
Yep. Yeah, the finals for this year are in 3 weeks.
Nick, you would love it. kids in the morning, so the kids are already done. And then 25 plus is the youngest class. You come and sign up at like noon, or practice is noon. It's sick.
It's not like that anymore. They've changed what? It.
No, that was the best part of the whole deal.
No kids in the morning, but we start normal time, but no kids. And we're usually out of there by like two, we're out of there by like 2 or 3.
Boo.
You're supposed to get me to the track again.
Tom Shields sold it to the Johnsons, who own Johnsonville up here in East Texas. And, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, it's been more of a normal schedule, but we get out early. It's quick.
Boo.
It's fun, though. I love it.
I was pumped.
Yeah, I love it.
I was like, dude,
I haven't raced it.
You could still go out Saturday night and make the Sunday race at noon.
Yeah. Well, they race on Saturdays now. So it's Saturday morning and you're out by mid-afternoon. And then Sunday, most of the tracks do a vintage race the following day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
I like it, man. It's fun.
You're talking to freestylers.
I like
that. Like, I want to get up early.
I like suspension there.
I'd rather just jump at the circus slightly hungover.
I don't know.
Minutes.
I have a 2006 YZ, so I guess that's kind of vintage.
I think it is. I think they have a class for that. Well, I don't. Is it 2-stroke or 4?
2.
Okay, yeah. I think you're good in one of the classes.
Regular YZ 250.
Probably a fast as shit class, I would think.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I've got an 06 Honda 450, but that's 4-stroke.
You got that little hesitation.
That's a good bike, though. That's a fast bike, man.
Yeah, I got a 13 CRF 450, so I got a slow one.
I got a 15, yep.
But it's so much low end that I just try to pretend like I'm Roxen and just ride third gear and be like,
That's
time.
That's what I do. No clutch, just lug it.
Yeah, just lug
it. I can't afford to put a clutch in it.
Dude, I never wasted clutches. I had like one or two seasons on a 125 when I started like releasing the clutch too fast and I was grooving my baskets. So then after I like bought a new basket, I was like, this is expensive. So then I just started feathering the clutch and I literally never changed a clutch since then. Even racing, like I would ride them for like 2 years, same clutch.
That's nothing, dude. So 2006, I bought my Honda. I bought it brand new. I put the first clutch in it in 2016. 10 years.
That's
Holy
good.
Shit. Well, how do you change your oil on it?
Every 15 to 20 hours.
Dude, those YZs.
Yeah, I'm slow.
Those YZs, I rode them for like 5 years, and I changed that oil like once a year.
There you go.
But then, in all fairness, it was only second gear. And that was it.
I got out of second, but I didn't go fast, and I didn't use the clutch a lot. I thought it was fine. Like, I literally raced it and pulled 2 or 3 hole shots one weekend. The next weekend, I let my buddy ride it, who was an A rider. He got on the track, turned around, came right back off. So you have no clutch. Seems fine to me. I don't know. It seemed fine. But I went ahead and replaced it, and then the first time I rode it, I looped it out.
You had control. Yeah, what I was going to say. That's why I kept hole-shotting everything. It wouldn't spin.
Great.
Have you
now I can't get a hole-shot to save my life.
Have you ridden one of those?
Give it 5, 10 years.
Yeah. You got to slip it, baby.
Right.
Don't fully engage it. have you ridden a KTM with the traction control?
I have not.
It's cheating.
Really?
It's cheatery for sure. Like my bike, I was riding it on a pretty hard flat track, and I was like basically had to throttle control the whole time or the back end would want to step out. And on that thing, it's basically get pointed out of the turn and drop your elbow, and it'll only feed it enough gas to where the back end, as soon as the back end starts to kick at all, like you can't even feel it. It'll just stop it, and so it just tracks straight. It only feeds as much power as it can handle.
It sounds like something I need.
Dude, it's gnarly. I'm like, this is not fair. How are you going to fucking use this.
Right. Yeah. I just can't afford a new bike. I mean, that's all there is to it. So I got to stick with what I have.
Yeah. You and me are in the same.
I have a 2011 leaking oil in the garage constantly.
Right.
That thing's still brand new. You haven't ridden it in 5 years.
It's still leaking oil. I got the conversion kit out that holds less oil because I smashed the oil tank. It still leaks oil. It takes less than a quart.
Just put a little hose on it with a can under it and pretend it's a supermoto.
Just recirculate it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would take as much effort as figuring out why it's leaking, so that ain't going to happen.
Right.
But at least you don't have to take anything apart to do that. So.
All right, yeah, good point.
Yeah, so you guys don't like working on bikes either?
No. I like the idea of it, but I don't actually do it. I'm making a Jeffrey Scott meme. Wipe on that airbag.
Do you know who Jeffrey Scott is, Darkseid?
I've seen some video and stuff.
Did you see the recent one of him on that 50 and all of a sudden he just implodes on the face of the ramp?
No, I need to check that out.
I'm like, I posted a video. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I've asked several people what exactly happens here. And not one person was able to give me any type of.
That's great. Oh, I wish they had a close up of that.
Like, what goes wrong? Both feet hit the face of the ramp. How did he get to the side of the bike that fast? Like,
Moto Pimps had a third angle that even Jeffrey Scott didn't know existed. He's like, where'd you find that?
Yeah, he posted it.
I don't remember.
I saw that. He posted it later. Jeffrey Scott then posted it like hours after after Moto Pimps did. That's why
Moto Pimps is the TMZ, dude. He's on it.
Yeah. He's supposed to be working.
I'm
going to
check that out.
Yeah. Dude. That was a good one.
I'm trying to get that glare.
It looks like he hit something almost. That's crazy.
Yeah, like a hole in the ramp
right.
or something.
I love it.
He just
an airbag and crashes harder.
I'm seriously don't understand at all. And I've watched it now 100 times, and it makes no sense how he just gets ejected like that.
It's gold.
I kind of thought maybe the bars broke, but then the bike looked okay. Like, I thought maybe the bars snapped or moved forward.
Yeah.
The bike looked okay, especially after falling from that bar.
That's funny.
How long have you been doing? You have the Moto X Pod show, correct?
Correct. You want the story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right, so my buddies, a guy I race with, his name's TJ, him and two of his friends, Mark and Phil, started the Moto X Pod show. And it was basically to just talk about local racing and talk about watching Supercross or talking about the Nationals, just, tailgate racing, basically, And they did maybe 5 episodes, and TJ knew that I was Darkseid that called in the Pulp show. So he asked me to come sit in. One night I did. The next night, he said, hey, we want you to be part of the show. Like, we really like you being on here. So I joined the show, and I knew local Texas guys like Billy Whitley and Dennis Hawthorne. And I knew some contacts. Like, I could get a hold of Robbie Raynor and Guy Cooper. So I started getting guests. And I took some of my personal sponsors and asked them to come on the show as sponsors and just give away free product. And from there, it just sort of started growing, And we went to our first national at Lakewood in 2017. As a show, quote unquote, and I met guys like Blake Baggett and the PC guys and just started getting interviews and contacts, and all of a sudden it just started growing, and that's really the start. So 2017 is really when the show started taking off.
Awesome. Then now, are they still on the show? I haven't even listened.
TJ is. TJ is. He's my producer when he's in town, but he works out in West Texas in the oil field, so he's home a couple weeks and then gone for 3 or 4 weeks. And his son's a pretty fast B rider, so he's not in a lot anymore. The other two guys have they got busy with family and work and have not been able to be a part of it for a couple years now. So typically it's me and then sometimes TJ, and that's the show.
See, that's why he's in Chicago and I'm in New Jersey, because I basically, and we do it this way. We like to hashtag e-drink. We basically just e-drink together. We don't ever see each other.
Right.
But it's convenient this way.
We hung out at X Games like for the first time in years 2 weeks ago.
Man, life gets busy.
Longer than expensive. 2 weeks ago now.
I'm going to go with 2 weeks ago.
It's like a month.
Are you using OBS software or how do you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know what OBS means. Tell me what OBS is first.
See, you don't broadcast video.
I don't know. That's what I call it.
Oh.
That's what it's called. Do you broadcast video live?
No. Okay, so here's what we do. We have a mixer, and it came with software that's very similar to what bands use, like Pro Tools. And that's how we record and post the shows. When TJ's in, we will hook up YouTube to the, you know, we have a streaming camera or whatever, and we'll hook it up and run the soundboard through YouTube and do a show that way, but only when he's in studio, because otherwise it's just weird for people just to see me sitting here by myself. So that's how we do it.
Got it.
So, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the software. That was TJ's. That's why he's the producer. But he had to teach me how to run the board and everything because he's never here anymore.
But for to run it through, you don't run it live through the YouTube? He does that?
We do when he's here. We hook the camera up, the streaming camera, to the USB port and go into YouTube, and it picks up the mixer, and we just go live on YouTube, and it runs all the sound. I have my cell phone right here that's plugged into the mixer, so that's in one channel, and it picks all of it up.
I wonder if I'm retarded, Nick. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I have no idea.
I learn as I go, and trust me, if you listen to some of our old shows or even some current ones, sometimes you'll see where, or you'll hear where I've had to stop recording or try to fix something because, yeah, it's still above my head at times.
I don't do any of that shit. We just run it. We just long form it, and which is probably hurts me in getting sponsors and stuff like that. But I mean, I guess I'll have to address it when somebody's actually like, "Hey, production value is your issue."
Well, we just recently, actually 2 weeks ago, I bought a brand new mixer because the first mixer that TJ bought. When we record, we have three mics hooked up and we have the phone hooked up, but it sends it all into one track in the software. So if the person on the phone is too low, I can't adjust it unless I go in and I cut every single time they're talking and change, you know, raise the decibels. So I bought a new mixer that actually pre-mix or post-mixes it. So I have one track for every mic and each caller. And if somebody's low, then I can just adjust that one volume, man. It makes things so much easier. But there's nights where I spend 2 or 3 hours post adjusting things and fixing things, and you still hear people bitching about the sound quality.
Yeah. That's why I say.
What's this dude's name?
That's Ike.
This is Ike.
Ike, what's up, dude?
Cool. He's a frequent guest on the show.
Okay, cool.
He
just looked like, why? What's Dark Side mean?
He just runs in screaming unannounced, but if he's there and you ask him to talk, then he won't talk.
Right. That's cool. I tried
usually
to get my stepdaughter.
Like neck.
Yeah. Well, that's one of our audio issues, Dark Side, sometimes.
Right.
Is that next thing you have a little screeching voice?
My family's pretty cool. Like, my chick knows when I'm doing a show, and they'll just try to stay quiet in the other room. I did a show with Kiefer Friday night just talking about music, and I tried to get my stepdaughter to come in here, and she wasn't having any of it.
Yep.
Same thing
here. I hide out in the garage normally. I got a decent setup out there, but it's trashed right now. They all try to stay quiet. Ike always sneaks in. Sometimes they get too pumped up.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's always
though.
At bedtime, so it's hard.
Sure.
Hey, do you have YouTube up, Nick?
Yeah.
Before I start getting texts from people. Although I didn't.
Oh, do I have that? I didn't know we were. I was trying to pull up the Red Rock video.
It should be live. The Red Rock.
Oh, cool. I'll look on my phone. I didn't get a notification though.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it live.
Me neither. It went this afternoon. I never even hit record on the OBS, and all of a sudden it was like I got an email, and I'm like, "What are you talking about? That's not even."
Oh.
And
yeah, I don't have anything. No notifications on YouTube. I mean, YouTube subscription.
So maybe we're not live. You can. It's a crapshoot, Dark Side. What?
So the disappointment in your voice.
It's like I can never tell what is gonna go, if it's gonna work or not. Like I don't know. And here's the thing: once I get to this point where I have the call coming in and I'm broadcasting and recording, my computer's done. I can't do anything else on it, or it's gonna bog it down so much that that's probably
get a Lenovo.
Your
Jamie, what kind of computer you have?
Oh man, a cheap HP.
Oh, look at that. Windows, Clint.
Hell yeah. I'm budget, man. I would love to have a Mac, and that's what TJ and I were talking about the other day. We need something that stays in this room because this is my personal computer. So I take it to work with me, I take it to do whatever. All the software's run through it. We need a computer that stays in here that just works for this. And that's the next upgrade. But this damn mixer was almost $500. Woo!
Yeah. Well, I gotta, so we should talk about this setup. Of mine, everything I do is run through this Mac. I do all my video editing, any flyers or anything I do on it, all the website stuff. I do the broadcasting. So, I mean, this thing is loaded. It is a Mac. It's a 13 refurbished and probably 15 or 16. There you go. Stormtroopers are the best. Why has nobody made Stormtrooper gear?
I showed Ike.
Yo.
I don't know.
Yo, you need to... Do you have a gear deal?
Fly, yeah.
Oh. Because we got canvas. We got canvas. We could have you set up with a Stormtrooper set of gear. Or who's that? Bubba Fett.
That sounds really cool.
Bubba Fett with the... Bubba Fett? Hey, I got
Boba Fett.
Whatever.
Isaac got pushed by a stormtrooper at Disney because all these kids were lining up. Yeah, they were all lining up to get a picture with him. And he would like pick them out of the line. And Ike just ran up to him and stood by him. And I go, all right, stand by him. Boom. I took the picture. The guy like kind of, he acted like he didn't see him, but they just pushed him out of the way.
Wow. Bastard. He
cleaned up to his role.
He cut everybody, this guy. This friggin' guy.
He doesn't have time to waste. We have places to be.
Heck yeah.
What were we talking? Okay, so I run OB. Oh yeah, Canvas. You can get whatever you want. We get a Boba Fett set of gear, the worn guy, so that it looks like he was in battle.
Yeah.
You know? Do you have a bunch of figures? I don't want to call them dolls.
Yeah, they're action figures. Yeah, hang on. Let's see if we can go another room. You want to go for a little trip?
Hey, hold on. We'll make Nick talk because I'll trip you out right now.
All right, hang on.
One of us got to talk. You walk, we'll talk.
Yeah, well, I can just keep talking, so I got to go out of my stepdaughter's bedroom here.
Who's got to talk?
Talk.
You guys are going to make so much fun.
Oh, he's got a whole Star Wars room.
I'm going to destroy you after the show on Instagram.
Oh, roast time. See, this is the real shit, man. This is what we want to know about people. If they're
can make up shit about how we ride.
We want to know if your internet in the other room works or not. You know what I mean? We want to know if it reaches into that other room.
Plugged into the internet? Is that why you're doing this?
Are you dragging a cord? He's like, the cord won't reach into that room. What's going on? There you go. He's gone. Him. That's
I'm
old,
still trying to figure out how to put these videos.
That's Texas Internet, Bull. That's Texas Internet, Nick.
It's got the
holy
disappointment.
God.
He says shit.
Crud. I know. Call back. But crud. Just call back, Jamie. I don't want to have to message you because then it's going to make that loud beep again. Ah, that's it. I'm going to message him. Or I'll message. I'll just write him back. Hey. Call back. God. There you go. He joined the video chat.
I'm just trying to annoy you.
Yeah, stop writing stuff. It's so loud in this house. That ding.
Boys, while you're in there.
Could you see anything?
No, you went black. You went to the dark side, dude.
I went out the bedroom door. Then yeah, I quit hearing you guys.
That's what I said.
Yeah, as you went out the door, it froze up.
Yeah, as soon that's as weird. It got dark, you were gone.
Yeah. Huh? I wonder if that's just. I don't know. I don't know if that was because it got dark and that it didn't like that or what.
The internet doesn't work on the dark side.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't want to try it again and lose it. So
no, it's fine.
Crossed over and it didn't like it.
It didn't like it on the dark side.
Yes, I do. I have a shit ton of action figures, unfortunately.
All right. You guys talk because I'm going to trip you out right now.
Them, Isaac. No action figures.
Yeah, sorry, man. I just got the stormtrooper.
Well, it's the cool one.
I'm looking around because my stepdaughter, hey, hang on. She got a couple.
Everybody just left.
I'm here. We got right. Kylo Ren.
Ike's gone. Ike's gone. Gone.
These are
he's coming back. Up. I think he went to go get dirt bike, guys.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's cramp in this side of the house.
Yeah, it sucks that it cut out because I was actually getting closer to the router. It should have been a better signal.
Maybe it just like shifted bands or something. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Showing off his nitro circus bike. Oh, look at Clint.
That's cool.
And...
I love it.
This one doesn't even have handlebars. Don't need them.
I almost
Travis
bought one
makes
day.
A great toy, but the handlebars are a little.
I got all kinds of guys, dude.
Yeah. Big why does Clint have so much Star Wars stuff?
Because I got it when I was little. This is all.
Oh, that's just great.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
I forgot about my microphone.
Your mic. Oh, you got to get rid of those.
You need him?
Is that
what's going on?
Star Wars toys. He forgot the microphone. He forgot the whole show.
I know somebody who would take those off your hands.
Yeah? Dude, I even got the band.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Ah, those are like originals.
Oh, yeah. These I had as a little kid. I played with these when I was little.
I wish
that's
I'd
like 40
more.
Years ago. 40 plus years ago, these toys were...
Here.
Well,
I got a Vader.
Out to like 78.
With the cape, bro.
Yes. Does that have the extended lightsaber out of the hand?
The lightsaber's not there.
Let's go on.
Come on. I was a little kid. I didn't know.
Oh, I get it. I don't have any of my stuff anymore.
I got rid of a couple things.
Go when you're little to just break
I got the
toys.
Paper.
Right. Oh, that's so great.
Oh, my gosh.
How about this? You're going to trip. The rest of the labels.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Chewbacca.
I thought I knew you, Clint.
I mean,
you didn't know how cool he was.
With the Chewbacca, still got his gun.
Bowcaster. Heck yeah, I want him. God, it pisses me
let's
off.
Do some wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, it pissed me off. Pisses me off. My laptop didn't work. Ah. So I went in there. I want to go in.
Oh,
damn it.
There you go, Luke, in the Jedi outfit.
Jedi Luke. Love it.
Fucking funny.
Who would have thought this would have gone Star Wars?
You can't ever tell.
Princess and, Leia.
I do not have Leia. I got
That was Leia.
That was.
That's Leia. Yeah, Leia in her.
As a bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter from Jedi.
And we got her gun, too.
Yeah.
And I got the band and the stage.
Right. Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we can talk because I don't need it, and I'd rather have it go to somebody that actually, you know, appreciates it.
Yeah, and my fiance would be thrilled. She'll love it.
Word up. So wheeling and dealing, Nick, right here.
No, nah, she's actually pretty cool. Like, the room I was going in is literally our bedroom, and one whole wall is Star Wars stuff, like floor-to-ceiling Star Wars stuff.
Okay, so there's Ike.
Yeah!
Darth Vader, the cold shoulder.
That's rad.
That was fucking cool, because we were just over that way, and all of a sudden they just came out. I'm like, Isaac, look!
Yeah.
And all these dudes just started walking out.
Was that trippy or what? Plasma.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
That's cool.
I mean, was that where at? Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World, yeah. This year, my in-laws take us. That was pretty cool, Chewbacca. He really was tall.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still a nerd that rides dirt bikes.
Yeah, I had to fix it. You know, I had to make up for the nerd part a little bit, right? With moto and heavy metal.
Puffing himself up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't ever tell, man.
Look, there's Ike getting kicked out by the stormtrooper. He's giving him a shove right there.
That's great.
Like, all these kids are waiting in line. You didn't wait. He didn't say that because he's a stormtrooper, but
yeah.
We didn't care.
It's so funny. Like, you guys are so delayed to me. You guys are showing each other pictures and laughing, and I'm like waiting to see them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's another level, Clint. I think you're
dead. Yeah.
I know.
We're light years ahead.
Because there's not as much stuff. There's not as much stuff in the sky there. Your guys' internet has nothing to compete with. We're running 5G here, bro. Frying brains.
5G.
Got all the tumors.
Do you know anything about that, Jamie?
No, I do not.
You're not a conspiracy theorist at all, huh?
Not really. I've got a buddy at work that's big into that stuff. Yeah, so tell me about it.
I don't know. We like to laugh about it. All this stuff. Hey, get your kid in his underwear out of the picture. We don't need that.
Yeah, that was like a minute ago.
I'm going to get reported. Jesus.
I thought he was on 5G. He should have seen this by now.
Yeah, that was like a whole minute ago.
I told you I'm on a huge delay because you guys are laughing about shit. And I'm like, when does he show us that?
All right. we should just start making stuff up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, keep waiting for it to happen. It's coming, Clint.
Yeah. No, but check this out, Clint. Seriously.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I've never seen that before. I'm on to your plan, guys. I'm on to it. So,
that one.
Do you actually want to talk about some racing?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know anything. No. What? what's the next thing up? MXDA or MX of Nations?
Yeah, that's going to be probably for the next big thing for the U.S. And there's a couple of GPs left.
What weekend is that?
I see. You told me I didn't have to have it come prepared.
Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you don't know either. Just clarifying.
Yeah, I think it's November. Yeah, November 1st is Vet World, so it's before that.
It's like Halloween.
It's October, maybe.
Yeah,
because I have it in my calendar.
They were posting. It didn't look like it was that long, that far out, really.
It's not. Probably
3 weeks.
I don't remember. Hang on.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up.
It's before or after Monster Cup. Does any of us know that?
It's like the week after, or MXDN's the week before Monster Cup, I think.
There you go.
The
29th.
There you go.
And what weekend?
36 days away.
36 days, dude. I'm starting to train.
26 days.
26. I'm going to train now. It's going to be training now.
Ooh, there's turmoil with Team France, it says.
Ooh.
Tom Vielli has been removed.
Yeah, because his gear deal or something.
Yeah. France wants more load, the French flag on the helmet predominantly or something, and Red Bull's not having it.
Oh, Germans and French. Duking it out again.
France is what you call le douche.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Yeah, like... even Villaman feels the same way, I think.
Dude.
So.
Like.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to do, man? Do you think we're going to get a podium this year?
I hope so. I would like, honestly, and I hate. It's hard to say because Cooper does really good, but I almost feel like he's the weaker link on the team. But
yeah,
he's still, I would say his percentage is probably mostly podiums, right? If you took like every race he's done as a pro, it's probably almost all podiums.
Yeah, and he told us on the show right at the early stages of Nationals, maybe week two, I asked him, you know, just, hey, if you had a chance to go to NXDM this year, would you want to go? And he said, that's honestly one of my goals. I want to be leading points so I can get picked because I do want to go. I feel like I'm good in the sand and I want to go.
Well,
that's, I like that he wants to go.
100%. That's who you want to go.
Yep.
Period.
Absolutely.
Is he going over early with those other guys?
Yeah, I don't think he's going as early. I think like maybe 3 weeks out he's going to go.
That's still that's still a good amount of time.
Yeah, I think it's good, man. I feel like Zach's really trying to get them together, and they're going to hang out. They're going to do some testing together and try to actually pit together this year.
What do you mean they didn't pit together? I heard something about that. Like,
yeah, no, because they're with their own teams typically. Like at Redbud, you know, Barcia was with the factory Yamaha team, and Eli was over with the factory Kawasaki rig, and they're all split up.
They couldn't get them to park next to each other? Like, who
guess not
decided
so,
about
right?
parking where they like that seems like a weird one to me.
It does. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like I would rather them see them under a generic rig off, you know, with the USA flag or something, you know, and
exactly.
Who cares what team you're under? Just let's be, or what rig you're under. Let's all be together and camaraderie. But I guess with all the politics, it doesn't work that way.
Or show up in box fans and,
have them. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Lined up. Just three in a row.
I love that idea. That's actually pretty rad.
I mean, what would they have in Europe? They're not going to have semis, so.
No, I think they will. I think
they'll ride out of the.
Yeah, just like they did, you know, here, you know, the like
European guys rode out of.
Cycle Trader sent their truck, and I don't remember what team ran out of it, but like Mexico would have been out of one of the American trucks or whatever. So just all the U.S. trucks went to Redbud, and the teams were designated certain trucks.
Word.
So that's probably that's what they'll do over there too.
Right. They'll just ride in the Husky tent.
More than likely. Honestly, Justin's the only one that doesn't fit in with that group, right?
Well,
Jason and Zach on Husky.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was thinking too, is that they train together all the time. So they probably already have a good relationship. It seems like they do. They're always talking shit on the internet between each other. You know, so they look like they're really good friends. And I guess you can't send if nobody else wants to go, but a Dean Wilson, let's say. But even,
American.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
You'd have to send a KTM guy, and Marv's not American, right?
Right.
Who else?
Yeah. You could ask Dungey to come back, maybe, but yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
But, I think the team's going to be good. I think they'll work it out one way or another. I hope they can get Justin to pit under the same air, or at least right next door.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited though. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. I think that it's funny how everybody's, I guess you always do this at the beginning of every season, right? If you enjoy sports. You're like, yeah, we got a chance this year, you know? At the end of last year, everybody was like, fuck MX Nation. We shouldn't even go, man. This is bullshit, you know? And now everybody's...
I've never been on board with that. I hated how Redbud went. I went to that race, and it was really disappointing. But I'm not a negative person, though. I'm not one of those guys like hates on the keyboard warrior style. I don't understand that mentality. I felt bad for the guys. I know they tried, and I think they're going to put a hell of an effort in this year, and we have every possibility to do well this year, other than probably not going to win. You know, Herlings and Coldenhoff are beasts, but other than that, I think we got a fighting chance.
Yeah, I guess by the time that rolls around, Herlings will probably be just about back up full speed, or conditioning.
Yeah, he's going to be good, I'm sure.
Another month of being able to pound out and ride races and stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But maybe and not. Maybe that
is
thing.
Is that their home race?
Yes.
Weren't that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And those guys are monsters in sand. So.
Yeah, it's all. Go ahead.
They said they're dumping sand on some moto. What is it? Some race ass and road race, a DT circuit?
Yeah, it's Assen, and I guess they've done this before, but it's they just dump shitloads, like, bottomless sand on top of the road racing course.
Oh, that's going to be fucking cool.
It's totally geared to what they specialize in.
Yeah.
But Red Bud should have been geared to what we specialize in, and that didn't work out.
They keep dumping sand on Red Bud.
Who prepped who prepped that track?
Red Bud, I guess it was the MX Sports guys or whoever does it normally. The Richie's people, not MX Sports.
Oh.
Yeah, but the owner said that they didn't put that much sand on the track. But everybody else that's been there numerous times says it looked totally different.
Right.
I'd only been there one time in person and seen it on TV. It looked different from TV.
They've been dumping sand on that track for like 15 years now, so it's an awesome track. But it's not
right.
It used to be more dirt, like black dirt.
Yeah. Everybody that I talked to there said it looked very, very different from what it would look like on a national, when you're there in person. Everybody from, Mathis and Berluti and the riders, all those guys, it seemed quite different. It's unfortunate the way it went. But, man, seeing Herlings and those guys ride in person, it's next level. They just ride different than we do, period.
How do you
feet down and just haul ass?
Well, okay, so take for instance, if you go back and watch that race, the first left-hander after the start, like our guys were slamming into the rut and almost coming to a stop, point and shoot and go, and those guys were just smooth, like tractoring along, and it seemed like every corner they're probably a half a second, 0.2 seconds faster.
And that's more, although. He's running the same speed, but I would say style-wise, that's how Roczen rides.
Yeah. Yeah, just much smoother. That they always say, like, the crafty Frenchman with Marvin. It was just a different style, and it seemed like less effort.
You think that's because they do longer motos? But they do 40, right? 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. And then they just do it year round. I mean, we focus on supercross more than that motocross. So clearly it just makes sense that they're going to have a different style and be better at it because they do it more.
I'm sure here, even for the factories, they're probably pushing more for supercross than they are motocross.
Oh, 100%. There's more money in it. Sponsors care more about it.
But that's weird because. If you might have a bigger crowd, but those are people that don't necessarily ride versus at a motocross race, you pretty much have like all people that ride.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a big difference though. When you go to a stadium, the person that really doesn't know much about moto will go to the show to see supercross. And then they see some of these sponsors and the sponsors think, well, there's a bigger crowd. So we want to put our advertising dollars there. But you would think the industry sponsors, like the Motion Pros of the business, would understand that the moto guys are who they're looking for. So motocross nationals is more your hardcore average rider. That's who they would want to focus on. But
well, easy on Motion Pro, bro.
No, I'm giving them props, man. I love Motion Pro. I need one of those digital freaking pressure gauges. Those things are rad.
Dude, I shouldn't say this. They don't make a pressure, like a fork gauge. I guess because they knew that everybody was going to go back away from them. But I'm like, I'm on broke. Yeah. It's like 75 bucks and now it broke. And I'm like, guys, can we do something?
Every time I use mine, it says error.
Mine doesn't say anything now. It's just the screen broke on it.
Oh, yeah. Mine's not that bad of shape. It'll work for a moment and then it just says error.
I wonder if I can replace the screen. Oh, you
can just order another one.
Ugh. I'm sure it's just as much as ordering a whole.
I think Works Connection has one. I don't know how much it is, though.
Yeah, it was $70. $75.
Probably so.
That's what it was. That's what I got.
Yeah, okay, okay. Same one. I got you.
Unless they've gone down. Unless they've gone down in price. No, I got some old ass Honda. They didn't give me that.
Yeah. Me too. I talked my dealer into giving me one though. He gave me his personal one. I was like, used to be when I would buy a bike, it'd come with a fork wrench or a spark plug wrench and a spoke wrench. Like that's the first few bikes I bought back in 89 and 93 came with that stuff.
Yeah, in the little blue bike, in the blue pack with the flip over button top thing. Oh, I know.
Yep. Then I get my new bike and I'm like, it doesn't have a fork pressure gauge, it doesn't have a fucking spoke wrench, it doesn't come with anything, and it's twice as much money. Where's my tools?
Yeah, it's like Apple. You gotta buy these accessories in order to use it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
How sick is Swan, dude?
Huh. Okay.
I think that place is awesome.
In the morning, I think it's fantastic when he preps it. It's great. It gets really, really hard packed, and it's really, really fast, which, when you crash, doesn't go well.
The days I was there, except for the back section, the front section, that stayed wet pretty much, or like tacky most of the day. The back section dried out.
How long ago was this?
Like 16.
That's not too bad. Okay. It's still tacky. It turns into like blue groove by the end of the day.
Yeah.
I've been hurt there a few times. I've had a couple punctured lungs, a couple broken collarbones. So every time I go there, I just feel like there's a black cloud over it. So I'm skeptical of my own abilities there.
You are hauling ass in some of those sections.
I'm not that fast. It's just, I hit the ground hard and I'm brittle. I'm old.
You need to drink more milk.
I don't know. And I'm sure someone else doesn't. What and where is Swan?
Swan is a motocross track in Texas. What town in Texas?
Tyler, Texas. It's about an hour and a half east of Dallas. And it's been, I think they're celebrating their 50th year of being open this year. And it was the track that was very, very close to getting a national before Freestone got theirs.
Sweet.
Now I know.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you know. So I rode.
Honestly, it's a great track. It's not super technical anymore. Most of the jumps are very, very safe and just like you kind of roll, you just coast over them. I don't want to say anything bad about the track. It's not my favorite track, but it's a lot of people show up at that track every weekend for a race.
Listen, I didn't wear blue gear for a long time because I hurt in it twice, right? And then I had a conversation recently that my last two injuries where I almost died, I was wearing other colors. So I was like, okay, fuck it. We'll get some blue gear.
Right.
Got over it, yeah. Time.
Every time I raced Redbud, it was not every time, but most times. I don't know if it just got too amped up over there or what, but I'd end up not finishing, not getting to my moto or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just been bad luck for me. I think, like I said, just back in 95, I punctured a lung, broke a collarbone. A couple years ago, I broke a collarbone, punctured a lung. A couple broke wrists there over the years. Maybe it's because I rode there so many times, but yeah, it's pretty high speed track. So if you go down, it's not usually fun.
So I went there.
How old are you?
Yeah.
44.
44.
There you go. Finally, somebody older than you, Nick.
I know I ask you this all the time.
Somebody older than you, Nick, finally.
Just get the fuck out of here.
That's all Nick's looking for is people older than him.
I'm older than probably both of you. How old are you, Clint?
I'll be 40 in October.
See, it all starts going downhill.
I like how he said I'm probably older than both of you, knowing he was talking about you, Clint.
I was hoping.
No, I've been beat up already, Dark Side. So,
sure. Hey, I get it, man. I feel it every day. I actually just got an injection to my elbow today because I have tendonitis, which I would have made fun of people a year ago.
You see people with tendonitis and Star Wars.
Yeah, please. The little elbow bands you see people wear, the guys wear that.
Yeah.
I'm like always making fun of those, right? Well, then I go about 6 months ago, and they're like, "You need to get one of those." Like, I'm not wearing one of those. Those are stupid.
Is that with your AARP card or your diabetes supplies?
Is this where we're going now?
I tell you how you do it. You wrap that thing in leather. And then have some tassels hanging off of it, Like it's an Ultimate Warrior type of deal. And then nobody says shit to a guy with Ultimate Warrior armband on.
Is that what Dog the Bounty Hunter is doing with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe so.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah.
Nobody's saying anything to Ultimate Warrior guy, all right?
No, that's true. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Tendonitis is for real. It made my hand go numb the first time I noticed it while riding. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And they gave me an injection 6 weeks ago. Quit hurting for 2 weeks, and it came back. So I got another injection today. And now they're talking about
injection.
Some kind of steroid.
Oh, you're juicing now.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
I'm 44.
Yeah. He's got
44, man.
I'm going to tell him I got tendonitis in my biceps, and I need injections.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's tendonitis, but
I have calf tendonitis.
You can't pass WADA? Yeah, hopefully WADA won't.
You just need a TUE.
Right, right.
WADA.
Need to apply for it.
Which ban me.
Which I guarantee you they're fine with until they actually catch you with it, and then they're like, huh.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I gave you that paper. They're like, James Stewart? We don't have anything from James Stewart.
Well, hopefully it's going to get better because it sucks. It's hard to work because I do a physical job because I'm old, and I'm old.
I thought you meant the drug testing. You just meant the drugs.
Yeah.
Themselves. Nick's not on any drugs. Look at him. He just drinks enough. He drinks enough, nothing bothers him.
I look tired. I guess I am.
You so
trying to figure out when the Monster Energy Cup is.
Oh. Where are you located, Nick?
I'm south of Chicago.
Okay.
In a cornfield.
You ever been south of Chicago in a cornfield, Darkside?
I can't say that I have. Not
anywhere,
that I'm willing to talk about anyway.
Anywhere in Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, it's all the same thing.
Right.
Nowhere, basically.
Well, when you're down by Dallas, it doesn't feel that like when I go down to Dan's in Dallas, it feels like Illinois, basically.
Oh, really?
Except they don't have garages. They just have carports.
Yeah, a lot of that. I mean, some of it, you know, it just depends on where you are, I guess, in Dallas. I'm 2 hours east. I don't have I have a carport, but I use it for my shop. So
where at?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Longview?
No.
It's just north of Tyler. I'm 30 minutes northeast of Tyler.
Okay. Paris area? Do you know Paris?
South of that, about an hour and a half.
Okay. I was in Dodge City for a while when I came down to race that race.
Yeah. So when you go to Tyler, the interstate is in I-20 that runs right past the track.
Yep.
You stay on that for about another 20 miles. The town I live in is just north of 20, a little like 8 miles north of 20.
Nice.
So, little bitty town.
Texas, you could be like, yeah, I'm 3 hours south of this. I'm 2 hours north of here. I'm 4 hours east. Like,
meanwhile, there's nothing in between.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty good area. It's not bad. It's hot as shit, though. Humid.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit further west, and all of a sudden, it's not as humid.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get out a couple hours the other side of Dallas, it starts getting better. But it's pretty miserable here.
Yeah, but out there it's more like desert. You don't have any greenery, really. It's just cacti.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dry heat.
Is that how you say cacti?
I don't know. I don't live near any.
You don't live
far? I don't live in West Texas.
He's like, I'm 3 hours away, bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I don't know anything about that desert life. The high des.
Half a day's drive from cacti.
I was going to say, that's the low des. They have all these like rivers marked that have nothing in them, and I'm like,
what's not a river?
Ditches?
Yeah, like, basically it's a ditch.
I'm like, you guys built a bridge over this? What are we doing here, guys? They're like, don't
when
worry.
It rains, it's gonna be
don't worry
canoeing
twice a year
when it rains.
Twice a year, all right.
Yeah, where's Jamie? Where's your accent?
I have one, don't I? Everybody makes fun of it when I call into Pulp.
Do you crank it up for Pulp? Or what?
No. A-Ray was busted on me last night.
I'm going to prank Pulp with a real Texas accent.
Was he from...
Talk shit.
Where's A-Ray from?
Cali.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he's fucking laughing.
Yeah.
Dad.
Brah. You should have just done that to him the whole time. Brah.
Hey, I'm going to try to... I'm going to try to walk into the other room for a minute, if you guys are okay with that. My son's locked out.
All right.
Are you cool? I know. Sorry.
Yeah, you can leave the even just leave the computer and go if you have to.
Yeah, I'm going to try, but it froze the last damn time.
Look at, he's looking at the Ethernet cable that's only 30 feet long.
No. Is it like one of those old phone cords where it's like curled up or the accordion's out?
It's my headphone, man. It's my headphone cable. All right. We're still here, right?
You're still there.
Yeah, you're on.
Maybe it was the dark.
You look like...
Are you living in the same house?
Yeah.
He just walked into another house. Hey.
Hey, what up, Gunner?
All right. Do your laundry.
And your homework.
Yeah, here we go.
It's cold.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. She's committed.
Committed.
Nice. Since we're still connected, let's see if we can see the Star Wars stuff this time.
All right.
You still there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey, babe.
Go, yeah.
Oh, my chick, I didn't know my chick was home. My chick is home. She's covered up, so she doesn't want to be seen.
No.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they in boxes?
Well, hell yeah, they're in boxes.
Gnarly.
You don't want to say hi, babe?
Babe, say hi.
Hang on. Babe.
Babe.
Babe. All right.
This is some shit Nick would do.
Yep. Christy would hide under the blankets just like that.
Nick's poor wife.
She worked all day and then went to school and she just got home, so.
What are you tying
your... All right, awesome.
All right, that worked that time.
What class do you ride?
Yeah, I don't know what changed.
It was the darkness, like Clint said. What class do I ride?
Yeah.
Plus 40 open, plus 40 C, D.
Well, open sounds dangerous then.
It can be, and I usually get smoked in that class. Yeah. So let me ask you guys, let's talk about this. This is a big topic of my friends because I've been a C rider fucking for 20 years. But that's where my ability level is, I feel like. Like, I'm not fast enough to ride the intermediate class. The intermediate class smokes my ass, and I don't really get to battle with anybody. So I stay in the C class. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, if you're not smoking everybody, then that's fine. You know what I mean?
What about you?
I think, and this isn't, like, saying anything about your riding, but I think that explains your broken collarbones and stuff. Because C class is wild. You know, like, it's always gnarly wrecks. It gets crazier. Well,
my wrecks that I've had were my fault. Like, I've never had anybody take me out. But the argument here, like, my producer, TJ, is like, oh, no, you should ride the beginner class for 1 year. That's all you get, 1 year racing. Then you move to the C class for a year or two, depending on where you finish in a big series. And then you need to move to the intermediate class.
Why?
Which I'm on board with if the intermediate guys would actually move to the pro class. But the intermediate guys are putting in faster lap times than the pros. So then I go out there and I pay $40 or whatever to race, and I'm running around 15th with nobody to race with.
Yeah, that sucks.
Is it the same class structure by you?
Yeah.
Intermediate?
Well,
I haven't raced in a while, but it was just ABC. And I just...
I
went to 125s, I just went straight to B because my dad's like, nah, fuck that. Don't get wadded up. Ride with the fast guys. It took me, I think maybe it took longer to get fast.
Right.
Maybe not. You know, you'll never know, but I don't know.
I'd say
I was the goon.
You got faster quicker because you were riding with better people. I think that if you just can't ride that pace, then there's no reason for you to ride around by yourself. But I also
That's
do think that maybe because I have a theory that you have to jump into everything at as high a level as you can get into it initially. So then by the time that you realize you're not supposed to be there, you're already figured it out. So,
that's a good theory.
You know, I think that you're going to ride with whoever you surround yourself with. And if those are the people all the time, day in and day out that you're dealing with, you're going to end up picking that pace up. Although you saying that you get hurt, like you sound more doubtful yourself because you've already specified in your, you know, statement that those are all your fault and it's because of your riding. But I think that some of that is confidence. Some of it may be fitness. You know, here's the thing. to go fast, you have to be in good shape.
Yeah, and I'm not.
That's period. So it's easy now for me to hurt myself riding tracks because I can go way faster than my body's like, hey, we can't do this. But, like, I know how to go that fast, but my body can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I'm definitely not in good shape. I started actually working out yesterday to try to get ready for Vet Worlds. But I got a long way to go. But yeah, my confidence is down sometimes. Like I'm pretty quick in our class. I can say I'm top five. Sometimes I win. Sometimes I'm a little slower. But I've got in with like in the open class, you race with the intermediate guys and they're gone. In the first lap, they're just gone.
Yeah, because you're not forced to deal with that all the time.
True.
You still have the other motos where you have people going that speed.
Yeah. Well, so maybe I need to move up and just start racing with those guys.
Listen, if you're comfortable there and you don't want to get hurt and you got other things that are more important to you in life, then fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, really at this point, it's about having fun. Like I'm not winning a national championship or anything.
Exactly. So what does it matter? If you don't win every single weekend, if you were winning every weekend, I would say you don't belong there. But if you don't, if you're toe-macking it and one weekend you can win and next weekend you're seventh.
Yeah. Right. Maybe you should move up. Well, I'll tell you, the guy in the Moto Master Series that I battled 3 years in a row, he won the series 3 years in a row. He then moved up to the intermediate class last year.
Yep.
And was getting like 15th and dead last. Like he can't even compete anymore.
Yeah.
And that guy was beating me every week.
But that's what you got to do at his level. Like, right? You got to, that's your next step.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Because I think like with my deal, especially with my dad when I was younger, being like, no, you're just going to go straight to B. Most of the time when I raced, there was a night track here. So I feel like the night track is definitely, C-class pulls out more dudes. It's almost like a fair race. Guys that aren't going to race all that often or they're going to bring their buddies out. So it's going to get... Right. You know, Sunday morning, you're more committed. Because when I race Sunday races, like, you know, motocross, I definitely get more smoked in B-class, where I could do decent at the night track around here.
Gotcha.
Huh.
Well, that's funny. It's fun either way.
I think you're better at a different style of riding. I think you were just better at tighter stuff.
Yeah, I liked it more. I just wanted to jump, honestly.
There you go. That's why
I was little, so like... You get to a whooped out track that swaps a lot.
Yeah.
Hanging on is good.
Yeah, exactly. I think you were just, that was more suited for your style. It's not as rough, especially being light into corners, out of corners. You're at an advantage for somebody heavier, especially come out of corners from the inside and make jumps and shit like that. So I think maybe you should have done arena cross.
I did. I broke my, that's the one time I got semi-injured.
Listen, I'm running into you, though.
You know
why
I like the night track I raced at? Because practice started at like 3 or 4. It was fucking awesome. I could hang out all day. You might race till midnight, but you got out of there.
Yeah, there's.
I take it you're not a morning person.
No.
He likes...
I'll ride all night before I...
Right.
Dude, we do Red Bud or Byron or something around here, and we'd have to leave at 4 or 5 in the morning. Dude, that sucked. I hated that. I'd be sleeping at the gate and stuff. Seriously, I can nap anywhere.
You guys would just, if you're like, we're leaving at 4, we're not going to sleep.
This is what my dad was taking me when I was like in high school. I didn't party in high school.
What?
No.
You're a good kid. That's how you landed Christy, and then now you're a fucking maniac.
on these two kids.
Oh, there's another one. Nice roller.
Look at that hair.
Are those ribbons or rollers?
What are they?
Ribbons.
They're rollers. All right, love you guys.
So, I don't know if I'm allowed to...
Audrey. Sounds like a good one. It worked for your kids.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this.
Well, let's talk about
it. Spit it out. Don't hesitate.
I'm just... The email that I got says, Adam Barker, Act 1, super rough.
Oh. I don't know. That's up to you if you want to... Why don't you talk about Axel and I'm drawing a blank.
And Colby Raha?
Yeah.
Do you watch X Games or anything, Dark Side?
I didn't this year like I should have. I watched some of the highlights, but not all of it.
Did you watch my interviews? No, I'm just if you didn't watch the event and you know who these people are, I don't expect you to sit through 5-minute interviews. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Although I realized on audio, I should have just made one long audio file, but whatever.
Well, fill me in.
So, do you know who Colby Raha is?
I know the name. Yeah, I've heard about him.
And you obviously know who Axel is.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this already?
No.
See, so I'm breaking news here. I'm fucking news breaker.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, not just to you, not to freestyle people. They already know, it seems like.
Right.
So Colby and, you guys probably, cause they don't put this out. This is just internet fucking gossip stuff. So a couple years ago, Lynn Kogel was at X Games with Colby, cause he's kind of like his protege. And he, takes a Sharpie and starts writing all over Axel's bike, like Monster Gives You AIDS and like, sell out and all this shit all wow. over his bike with Sharpie. So then Axel and his brother, like, or I guess Axel, like, flips out and calls security and shit and has him basically like arrested and escorted out of the building. So then ever since then, Axel and, you know, Axel's like got, you know, a monster behind him and all that stuff, and Colby's basically just like a super talented kid that's like, fuck everybody. And so he just gets into it with, you know, after all that shit, him and Axel get into it. So apparently Axel got into Colby's face at some after party and started talking shit. This is what Colby says. He said he was talking shit and he just punched him in the face. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Colby punched Axel in the face?
You didn't watch the whole story that I posted?
No, I didn't hear any of this, dude.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, so I looked through all the comments and figured out what was going on. So, he went to a monster after party, and apparently, this is what he says. Axel walked up to him and started talking shit with all of his monster friends behind him. And then Colby's like, fuck you, and just punches him in the face in front of everybody.
That's hardcore.
And then I'm sure he got kicked out or whatever. And so then Raha had video of it. So he must have made a little montage of like the weekend and posted the video, and then it got clipped by Instagram or it got reported by enough Axel Hodges fans.
I saw that, but I didn't.
So that's why it got clipped, because it had the him hitting him in the face. And then Axel or Colby posted it before I figured out how to record my screen. This is where the recording the screen came from, because I was like, I'm going to record it. And then I went back to Colby's page and everything was down in the story. The whole story was filled with like all that happened. So and him scrolling through Axel's page and looking at all the comments of people talking shit to Axel. If you go to Axel's last like 3 posts right now, there's like 600 comments and it's people like talking shit on him, getting punched in the face, and the other half, you know, backing him up. So Axel apparently, allegedly, has been sitting there all day erasing negative comments, or somebody has, and
That sounds like a fun job.
Colby got reported so badly that they like shadow banned his account. So he could log on and view stuff, but he posted a video of himself trying to like people's posts, and it's saying this action is not available to you right now.
Wow.
So I made a little video.
He's an Instagram police. Instagram jail.
I know what you're talking about, Clint. It's only positive comments on Axel's page. I think this is all.
How many comments?
News by Clint Esposito.
How many comments are on that? Listen, I already uploaded that video earlier with all those negative comments in it.
Which was there, Tyler Bierman?
Yeah, the first. Those are the ones left.
Everybody putting up the horns.
What's the number of comments
all
on that?
The first comments have the blue check mark by them.
Yeah, exactly. They all commented directly in a row.
Somebody put mouth check.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Drama.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's my thing. Okay. I understand, like, a lot of people are bitching that, like, he's reading good comments right now because I see you laughing. I told you. There's a bunch of razzing in there. Or it was. So everybody's having a fit, you know, because, oh, these are the top names and this and that, and they're fighting and blah, 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 which I get. But let's look beyond it to the bigger picture of do we not have a setup of, you know, like, is this not flashbacks of Pastrana versus Deegan, good versus bad, like wholesome versus like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is very sellable.
Yes.
As long as it doesn't
work out good for those two.
If it doesn't escalate too much and get too crazy, and it's still a level of nobody really gets super, you know, like, stabbed or anything like that.
Let's go fucking all the way to West Coast.
Yeah.
Send it. Fucking.
That's West Coast, West Coast.
SoCal.
Yeah. SoCal versus almost, like, an hour away. SoCal?
SoCal versus fucking
Inland Empire.
Everyone else.
Inland Empire. Yo, I had the great idea. Oh, so how do you take it, Darkseid? Do you think that good, bad? What is it?
Any publicity is good publicity. You know, so, yeah, I can create hype, but also you could have those sponsors be like, yeah, you know, these freestylers are nothing but misfits and troublemakers. You don't want that necessarily. But I think anything like that brings, right now, the biggest way to get publicity and view is, you know, social media, right? I mean, social media, YouTube is where all the selling of yourself comes from right now, like all the hype. So it's probably good for the sport. It's probably good for those riders and their sponsors getting that stuff out there. People are going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, I want to see more of this. You know, I want to see this next event, see what's going to happen.
Well, and it's the same thing like I'm trying to create here, which is just something real where people talk.
Yeah.
Out of pocket a little bit and don't just toe the line of, you know, I want to thank my sponsors and my bike ran great. I adjusted the pull rods for that little extra torque. Do you want a sticker?
Right.
Nick doesn't even know what that's from.
I'm with you.
So
what?
Nick, you don't even know what that's from.
What did you say?
That's from Fresno Smooth where he says I adjusted the pull rods
or
whatever.
I know what the fuck Fresno Smooth is.
Well, you don't know that line.
I looked tired a half hour ago. Tired. I'm listening. I'm here.
Are you putting it out there that you're tired?
Yeah.
Well, we've reached the half an hour and a half mark. I'm amazed you made it hour and a half and you haven't peed four times.
I'm thinking about it, though.
You got a small bladder, Nick?
No, he has a large beer.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm good, because I was drinking Davidson, so it wasn't all crazy.
Go ahead, get out of here. This is freestylers, yeah. Jamie.
Yeah, yeah. This is freestyling the show.
Yeah, listen, exactly. I raced and I trained and everything until I was probably 21, and then I went freestyle, and I was like, I'm not training until I was about 26, and I was like... almost 200 pounds, and that's when I decided I was going to go back to training. So,
wow, 200? Yeah, I'm right at 200 pounds.
Yeah, but you're
how tall are you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm 5'10".
Okay, I'm 6'3".
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm a short Italian man.
I jumped a freestyle ramp. Like, my buddy's got one. It's probably a 45, 50 foot gap.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me to get the net up and go for. I don't know how you do 60 and whatever they go to, 80, you know, shit. But when I see those guys jump like fucking 300 feet, you know, out there in the dunes, I just, I can't see myself ever going for something like that.
You got to have more confidence, Dark Side.
I guess I don't have it, man. You're definitely more confident than I am with your riding ability.
I just put a lot of work in throughout the years, and, you know, starting from being young, I basically played a bunch of sports and stuff. And then once I got into this, I was just all in on riding. Same thing. If I hadn't have become pro racing, there's no way I would have had the confidence to think I could do freestyle.
Okay.
For sure. And I mean,
go ahead. I was going to ask, if were foam pits around when you started, or did you have to just go for it?
Well, started, no. So, like, you wouldn't learn any tricks other than flips and stuff like that. Like, your foam pits suck. Have you ever jumped in a foam pit?
No, they but suck. I've heard the stories, like, getting stuck underneath a bike.
Yeah.
And
listen, you can't go, 70 feet, 30-something miles an hour to a dead stop. And not have it be abrupt. I don't give a shit what you're landing in.
Okay.
So, you know, actually the best way to come into them is like flipping is way smoother for some reason. Yeah. Cause your front wheel like comes in, it cuts through the blocks versus, I don't know why the way, honestly, the smoothest landings ever is if you just barely under rotate a flip and just make it over the knuckle. And as you're coming around, it's the truth. As you're coming around right before you land, you got to tug up on your bars and you just barely make it over the knuckle. Dude, it's like you never left the ground.
Really?
It's the smoothest.
Well, I know jumping the freestyle ramp at my buddy's place is the smoothest jump I've ever done. Like, it's really a cool feeling for sure, but still, man, it's scary.
You haven't even gotten into the G yet at 45, 50 feet. You got to be 65 plus, and then you really start laying into it hard to where, then you get that lift and you're like, woo! I can guarantee you've never jumped a jump on a track that sends you like that. I don't give a shit how long it was. Like,
but it is such a good, like, everybody I've had hit it at closer ranges, like Forberger hit it like 45 feet. He's like, dude, he's like, it's like a swing. It's like smooth. And it just lobs it perfectly.
Did you, how many times? I can only jump a ramp at 40 feet like 2 times, and then I get throttle happy and I just end up bombing the shit out of it.
Usually I do that right off the first time.
Yeah, Nick just first jump, just bombs, goes to the bottom, and then.
I don't know if you got, you see that?
Yeah.
I'll see it in like a minute or two.
Okay.
Where's that at?
That's in my buddy's place north of me, up in Gilmer, Texas.
Oh.
So that was a while ago.
I just started
to see it. How far was that?
Right around that. Is Clint still waiting?
I saw it, and then it went away.
Clint is watching this from the moon.
I held it up there for like 30 seconds.
Dude, how are you guys? I feel great.
Yeah, it was that made me feel good. I mean, it's nothing like what you guys do, but
it's sketchy though, because that's what's different about a ramp. Like, they're easier to hit, but they're sketchier because you can't just roll it. You don't know what it's
gonna right.
Like, that's who's crazy. If first dude builds a ramp and then hits it, that's kind of fucking, I don't know. It's just crazy.
My least favorite jumps. My least favorite jumps ever.
See that, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually I'll see it.
Yeah.
my least favorite jumps to hit first time are ramp to ramp in a parking lot where it's just like, okay, here you go, do or die. You just better grease this right. thing or...
That was a small landing you were hitting too, Jamie. Which makes it that much sketchier.
Damn, you jumped on out of the frame.
Hey,
whose house is that?
Satellite
is that Dan's house? Where the fuck is that?
It's north of me at my buddy's training facility.
Damn, that sounds serious. Training facility.
Well, yeah, he has a little arena cross track from back when he was trying to make some supercross races. So it sounds good.
Training facility.
Did you notice that our twowheelstofreedom.com shirts?
What?
Say twowheels.com.
Who are you asking?
Wait, are you getting this?
Yeah.
I see it. He probably can't see it yet.
Twowheels.com. Or wait, twowheelsfreedom.com.
No, that's why the two is vertical so that it touches both of them. So it's two wheels two. It's just spelt wrong. It's spelt wrong the second time.
Dirt bikers always spell something wrong.
Dude, that's my forte, is spelling stuff wrong. We've been doing this fucking podcast for over a year. It took you this long to fucking make fun of the logo.
You know who noticed it? I didn't even notice it. My sister noticed it.
Yeah, she would. Fucking.
My wife's an English teacher. You think she would have noticed?
Yeah, but she got it. She got it. She got it.
She just felt bad for you.
She figured it out. She figured it out on her own. Your sister.
She's like, good. Nobody will go to a stupid website.
What does your chick think about you doing a podcast?
Oh, Chris, she don't care. She's cool with it.
Yeah.
Does she like me?
Nights where it's like, oh yeah, I'm doing one in 20 minutes. I forget to tell her.
Oh yeah.
But no, she's always cool.
He just blames it on me. He's like, Clint just sprung this on me.
I'm like, Chris, you know how he is. He's always so unprepared.
Right.
I gotta go get a case of beer.
I try to do mine early enough that I get done and still have time to hang out with her.
Does your wife like me yet, Nick?
She likes you. Less after X Games, though.
Less after X Games? I brought you back in one piece. What are you talking about?
I brought myself back.
I brought you through.
I don't know. She doesn't. She doesn't give a shit about anybody. She's cold.
She's a cold-hearted woman.
She's like, I got kids. That's all. That's it. Them.
She can't. She's got no more room in her heart.
Nick can go fucking go scootering with his buddy in Minneapolis all he wants. Have fun.
Yeah, did you see the scooter video, Darkseid?
No, I got to check all this out. Is that all on your YouTube channel?
We were shredding the park.
Shredding the gnar.
Love it. I'll check it all out. I got to get caught up on all my YouTube stuff.
If you haven't noticed, all of our stuff is pretty much a joke. So
yeah, it's fun, though.
Don't take anything too seriously we post.
Right. That's good. No stress, right?
Yeah. Well,
take that scooter video seriously.
Well, if you see my intro, you know that I'm not fucking around with that scooter.
I will watch it when we get off here.
Our best thing that for us to go viral would be if somebody took that seriously
and started making fun of it.
Yeah.
Please do.
Look at these guys.
Please somebody take fun. I guess I shouldn't have done the drawing stuff on our faces. That probably definitely. Threw them off. Oh well, it was fun. All right, dude. What do you do for work?
I work for the city I live in, City of White Oak, Public Works Department. So we do water, streets, and sewer.
Nice. So every day is something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's it going, Nick? Jamie's the guy who adds the fluoride to the water.
Oh.
No, that's the water plant. I'm the next guy. We put the water lines in the ground that get it to the house.
He makes sure that you have plenty of fluoridated water. They're like, yo,
gotta have that good water.
The fluoride delivery system has sprung a leak. We need you to repair it. These people are going to.
That's a different guy.
They're like, these people are going to start drinking bottled water. Hey, if they go without fluoridated water for 24 hours, it takes us the next week to catch back up.
They start talking Second Amendment and getting hot in the session.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about any of that. I just, like, tomorrow we're doing a water tap for a new business. So we're going to get this new business some water. Pretty simple.
You look like
dude,
you...
He's been selling water since the very beginning when we asked what he was drinking.
Water,
his
yeah.
Own,
that's
his
true.
Own product.
That's true.
He's a company man.
Do you, do you ever, like, test the fluoride out for the... For
nah,
the town?
A different department, man, that does all that.
You guys don't stuff. You guys don't talk to each other?
I try not to. They're nerds.
They're not like...
They're not nerds. Cool. They're not they, part of the cool guy.
Maybe...
Cool
guy we talk Star Wars, they're like, no, we're talking fluoride.
Yeah.
Fluoride chlorine.
Buttonheads.
Yeah, no, we're out actually, like, doing labor, you know, digging ditches and using equipment and all that good shit. They're just in a little room measuring with their beakers.
That's why you can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
Can't be trusted.
Yeah, so that's what I do, man. I've been doing it for 10 years.
Nice. Right. Do you enjoy it?
No.
No. You can't wait to retire.
It. No, it's just, it's a good job as far as benefits go. Good retirement, good health care, not great pay, but it works out where I can do... The best part of my job is that I have enough time during the day to deal with my podcast. Like, I can... In between jobs, I can text writers or set things up, and I spend a lot of time doing that. I can listen to other podcasts, and you know, so it's that's the best part of the job.
See, I that's for two days a week, I go to the shop, and then my friend just stares at me anytime I have to respond to anyone on my phone, and then
yeah.
See, yeah.
I spend a lot of time. I make the guys I work with like listen, you know, because I do the Pulpomix wrap up show now, so I have to listen to all of it by Wednesday. So if I'm in the truck, I'm listening to Pulp, and those guys that don't listen to Moto can't stand it. Yeah, if you're in my truck, that's what we're listening to.
We forgot to talk about that.
When you're doing that?
I realized.
Oh, yeah.
While you're driving?
Dude.
Do you drive, yeah. Or are you the other guy?
Nope, I drive.
You're.
But it's usually like, I'm a small town, man, so I can pull over for a minute, take a couple notes, get to the job.
This guy.
I'm not like, actually literally riding while I'm driving very often.
The Texas pullover? Do you ever have anyone in there like a stenographer for you?
No, I need somebody like that.
You're like,
I need to hire somebody.
Should
make
I?
Make them drive you.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
They can do the Texas pullover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start doing that.
So let's touch on that actually now that we're, okay. And then we'll wrap it up. But so you do actually do the, coincidentally, the wrap up show for Pulp MX, right?
Correct.
Which is the show about the show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I get hate for that, but it was Steve's idea.
I was going to get there. Let's first talk about how this came about.
Well, about 5 months ago, Steve texted me and said, hey, how would you like to do a wrap-up show for me? Basically that simple. I knew he's a fan of the Howard Stern Show and Pookie is, so I kind of knew what he wanted because they do a wrap-up show of the Howard Stern Show every day of the week that they do a show. I've heard it. I had a pretty good idea of what he wanted. I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. So he said, hey, I'm going to work on some sponsors. I'll get back with you in a couple of weeks. And he hit me up and said, hey, let's do it. He made me an offer as far as what he wanted to do, a three-month trial. And we did it. And we're still going now. We're about 5 months in, I think.
Awesome. So that's cool. But like you said, I've heard a bunch of people calling in and giving you holy hell because they don't get what a wrap-up show is supposed to be or, whatever their issue is.
Or they don't like me.
Here's
I think
the
a
thing.
Lot of people don't like the fact that to them I was just a listener and now all of a sudden I have a show and some of them don't even realize I have my own show. Some of them don't care. And some just don't like me. I mean, that's fair. I mean, I don't like everybody that calls in either. Steve likes playing the negative ones. He enjoys that.
Yeah, no. And I can tell that he, I get kind of his personality now. And a lot of it is joke because I'm the same way. I'm super dry and I play stuff out. And I'm just kind of a dick, but 90% of the stuff I say is not serious. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I think people get it more now that I do comedy, so they expect it more. But like prior than that, coming from New Jersey, especially being in Texas or Georgia, I lived in Georgia for 12 years, and it was like, fuck, dude, you would have thought I'd killed their dog, you know? Like, right, I'm like, I haven't even said anything mean to you. So, which I think hurt me in comedy, having to detune for the South. But I do ultimately think that that hurts people's image of the show, because it's still a negative storyline that gets brought up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Week. Exactly. So I think that you can't avoid people calling in with hate, especially those voicemails are getting attention. So people are always going to call in to hate on stuff. You're like,
how many
comments you get of positive stuff versus negative stuff? There's always people for some reason will take more time to write negative shit than they will positive shit.
On my Twitter and my Instagram, I get way more positive.
Well, I just mean in general, normally.
Oh, yeah. I hear more negative from the pulp side, but you know, and Steve, when he's doing these, like when I'm on the phone with him and he's giving me shit, a lot of times he'll text me and go, "Hey man, I'm just, you know, this is for in fun." Although some of it he's serious about. There are some things that I do that he wants to be different. I get that. I mean, I'm not as good as he is, period.
But you're
trying to get better.
Listen, dark side. I'm really upset with your confidence. You're really bumming me out.
Yeah, I'm getting a vibe of my own self now that I'm saying this. Let me rephrase that. the details of the racing and the knowledge that he has of, like, in 1986, Joe Blow fell, you know, those things I'm not good at.
You're a different guy, and you're doing a different show.
Yeah.
So Mathis is more Rain Man.
Yes.
On the spectrum.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Jamie says that Mathis is autistic.
But the people that trip me out the most are the ones that are like they don't realize if Steve really didn't like the wrap-up show, all he'd have to do is pull the plug, you know? He asked me to do it, and he wants it to keep going, so clearly he sees some merit in it.
Let me give you my opinion of the wrap-up show.
Please do.
And I did listen to some, especially with all the controversy. It's sending more people to listen to it to be like, what is the big deal? Yeah. I don't think that you are the issue with the wrap-up show 100%. Like, 100%, I don't think it's you. I think it's the guests. And the reason I say this is because you're having, first off, the people that call in and say, oh, if you're going to have him do a wrap-up show, don't have him on the show for 10 fucking minutes. Obviously, they never heard the Stern show, because Baba Booey was on the entire fucking Stern show, and then he ran the wrap-up show. So, suck a dick. Ryan. You don't get the fucking premise of it. I also grew up in New Jersey, so I heard Stern on regular radio, you know what I mean, forever, just about.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You gotta, like, you still have to listen to the show. If you want to call in and talk shit, you gotta listen and know what's going on.
So no.
You're bringing people in.
And it forces you to listen to it in the first day or two. So that way.
So whether they want to talk shit or not.
Well,
I mean, I could talk shit on something I like anyways, just to get my voice out there.
Yeah. So my point is, I don't think it's you. I've listened, and the guests are not guys that do podcasting all the time, right? They're random people that listen to the show, and everybody gets on to a podcast and wants to sound intelligent. So they over explain shit and stuff gets dragged out. And that's where I think the missing part of the show is. On his show, everybody's used to doing, he'll still get like a young rider on that explains answers way too fucking long, like I'm going right now.
Right.
And there's people that get it, and they'll give a short answer, and then it's a back and forth. And I think you just have people that are not used to doing this type of stuff. So
that's true. You're right.
You have to expect that.
When it first started, he kind of had the idea of, like, put out there on Twitter, see if people would be interested in doing it. So a lot of the listeners were like, yeah, I want to do it. So I have this long list. Couple episodes in, he started wanting me to get like Daniel Blair was in studio, so have Daniel on, have Randy Richardson on. So now I'm trying to do one guy like Randy Richardson, or like this week A-Ray's going to do it since he was in studio, but then also have one listener and try to balance it.
Yeah.
But it may get to a point where it's almost all industry guys and not so many listeners, because I do think that's part of Steve's problem with it, is because he keeps mentioning it. Why do you have these random people on? I'm like, well, that's what you said to do in the beginning.
Right.
And there's not, it's not always easy to get industry guys to listen to the whole show by Wednesday, especially during the season.
Right.
But the fans, the big are doing that. So I'm trying to find a balance.
Yeah. You're going to have to find a handful of people that are on more of a, your level.
Yeah.
Or at least that can talk at your level as a third person, and then have an industry person that probably was on the show. I think that's your easiest path of least, you know, that's why I do this video. Cause
right.
Listen, I would never in New Jersey, I would have had, I had people in this room here with me once ever.
Yeah. But they didn't work well.
Not going to happen. That right. one. Well, yeah. It actually worked well, but, I fucked up and the speaker wasn't plugged in, so we had no sound for like an hour, and everybody got really drunk. Everybody got really drunk, and then I was like, guess what? None of that was recorded. So then I plugged it in and we started there, but everybody was already wasted. We told all these stories and shit, and I'm like, yeah. God.
That sucks.
So that's like your thing, Clint.
My thing is
audio.
Did not get audio, yeah.
Turns out.
I come up with the ideas. And I make the plans, but I need somebody.
Somebody's got to implement them.
I'll implement them. I just need somebody to take care of the technical part of it.
You know what we didn't do the whole time we were at X Games was a fucking podcast.
I know that. When did we have time to do that? You don't want to dig this hole for yourself, Nick. When did we have time to podcast?
Between, we could have done hungover between, podcasts.
Exactly.
We could have done them at the fucking bar.
Yeah, you just got to have a GoPro with you at all times.
Dude, listen.
No, because they don't record audio when you hook the microphone up to them for the first whole day.
Yeah.
That's something I got to do is upgrade my GoPro. I need the new one. Was it the GoPro 7?
Yeah, I have a 4 Plus. But we bought a mic, hooked it up, walked through the – we interviewed a bunch of people. We got Robbie Adelberg before his freestyle run, and after he'd won gold, we got on the course – spoiler alert, we didn't even have passes to get down there. We just finagled our way in and then got onto the fucking course because I knew everybody. So yeah. I was just like, yo, what's up? So we just hopped out there. Fucking video him. No sound. We went through the concourse and found doppelgangers for like an hour and interviewed them, and they had no idea what we were talking about. We're just like, yo, Ronnie Feist, you still riding? And he's like, yeah.
We saw 5 street bike Tommies.
That's great, and you didn't get any of it.
No sound on any of it. So
we got just video. So on the second day, we had to go to my Android, which killed me inside. But
kill me inside a little bit. But the footage is super clear. That's what all those interviews are off of that.
Right. Okay.
We need to do the voiceover of the Robbie Adelberg video.
Robbie Adelberg.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. So we're just gonna. I'm going to talk, and then Nick's going to be Robbie, and we're going to do a new...
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
We're
going
to do a new
interview. I was just thinking that'd be funny to do. Hell yeah.
All right, dude.
If
well,
he doesn't like it, we're going to make him say some racist shit.
No, then we put the video... then we put the video out of me whooping his ass wrestling.
Yeah, can I put that out yet?
No, I would rather talk to him before we just put a video of us.
They were wrestling.
We was wrestling. I knew he was going to want to wrestle. Yeah.
Clint gave him a good... Turned him up a little bit.
Listen.
Good beat down.
I'm like 15 pounds heavier than the guy, and I wrestled in school.
He
watched a bunch of MMA. I was like, listen.
Colby Edelberg's a gold medalist.
I'm like... we need to... I'm going to start having him on weekly if he doesn't fucking answer. All right, we'll just be like,
let's do the like shipment thing where you just have them out.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll just call in. We don't need to give this away because everybody's going to be, nobody's listening an hour and 49 minutes into this fucking podcast anyway, so we're fine.
Oh, shit.
Nobody will know. Really? It's fucking Robbie Adelberg, a sick cunt.
Robbie got crazy.
I'm going to look up
some stereotypical Australian phrases.
Yeah, besides, like Crocodile
Dundee stuff. And that's then
the Arvo. Dude, they have their own language.
Anytime I freeze up, I'll just say, that's not a knife.
Tell us who you are again. You're frozen up, Nick, so you can be whoever you want.
Robbie Adelberg. Can you hear it?
Yeah,
oh, my thick
I can.
Dude, he finally called in. Rob, how Rob, how was X Games Norway?
I'm down here in Queensland visiting.
Dude, the internet from the bottom side of the disc shaped planet is terrible.
He has a froze on my side.
Did you know that Australia is down on the dirt side? Like, the planet is, like, we're, like, up on the grassy side of the disc, and they're, like, down where it's just roots and dirt sticking out.
Yeah, that's a floating
piece of turf. A flat piece of turf with roots.
Right.
And just kangaroos and, like, dangerous snakes.
Just dangerous shit down on the bottom, yeah. That's it. We're up here where the sun is.
I'm glad we finally spun out of control a little bit. We're talking about fucking dirt bikes.
This
Star Wars.
This may be the most. Yeah. Well, we're in it now. Now
what part of the Earth is Star Wars on?
I don't know.
Which side? Oh, it fucking all makes sense to me now.
Let's hear this.
The good side, like the Jedi's. Are from the solar system on, like, the top side of the disc Earth.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's, like, the other side, the brown side with all the roots and dirt is the dark side. So that's where those guys are from. They're from below.
Crazy.
Rob, you're back. You're back. How do you...
Just leave them on. Don't tell me mates about it. We're going... I figured it out what Star Wars is.
I didn't realize that you guys love Star Wars down there that much.
No, we like the other side, the dark side.
Hold on, let me fucking get rid of these people.
Who's texting you?
No, it's a comedy group chat, and it's about to get...
Silence your phone.
Dude, it's about to get buck wild. They're going to send like 200 messages in the next fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, I actually have some comedy questions I want to ask you. Like, who are your heroes growing up?
You know what? You're gonna get very disappointed by all this.
Okay. And, maybe not.
No. So, listen, I liked Kennison, and I loved Carlin's stuff because it was just super profound. And I liked Richard Pryor's, you know, like, specials and Eddie Murphy. But I'm not, like, a comedy guy. Honestly,
okay.
I never watched a ton of comedy. The most comedy I've ever watched in my entire life is live at these stuff, you know, mics and everything that I've gone to.
Yeah.
And I do watch the big name specials that come out, but I don't watch comedy constantly because I try to learn, but I don't want it to creep into my head and me to start repeating subjects and stuff that people talk about.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
But I kind of got hurt and was announcing my own shows and started to just dry sense of humor, slip stuff in. And then I caught like random people in the audience laughing. The rest of the people didn't get it, but I'd catch like a handful of people throughout the thing laughing. And I was just like, I'm in the wrong setting because nobody expects me to be telling jokes. You know, and at that time, now I think I would be better at it. I could go out and go and talk to people and mess with them. Because I do that a lot in comedy. I don't do straight material. I do a lot of, like, crowd work, and I feed people into, like, jokes I like to tell. I have subjects and stuff, and I try to feed people into them. That way I've created a connection with the crowd. I'm not like so super good at writing. I have friends that are super articulate writers and will write out this masterpiece and it's like 5 minutes long of all one subject. And I'm like, that's not mm-hmm. me. I've hit my head too much. I can't remember that much material straight. I'm going to get tense if I'm like, I need to remember this 15 minutes verbatim. I'm going to freak the fuck out and I'm going to freeze. So I just kind of like see who's in the crowd and what jokes I think I can pull with some people and just try to go down that road.
I like it. That's cool. I like hearing the behind the scenes stuff a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little different. Fun. I tell you what, since you were at the Pulp show,
mm-hmm.
that whole deal, we should have, how do we get into this 2 hours in? Anyway, that whole deal, I was booking comedy downstairs at a place in Paterson, New Jersey, and I ended up just writing those guys because that room was upstairs. I was booking comedy in the room downstairs only for a couple of months leading up to this deal. And then I had that room up there and they did a couple of live shows and I was like, I got the perfect place. It's super close. Like, it holds enough people. The room is sick, yada, yada. So I actually messaged a bunch of those guys directly and nobody responded. So then I made a post like out in the open and tagged everybody. And then it was like,
gotcha.
Kiefer liked it. And then Pulp, the show's account, Pulp MX Show something,
Pulp MX Show. Yeah.
Liked it and then commented with somebody from Racer X. Somebody from Racer X then emailed me. We went back and forth a little bit on the specifics of the room, and then he patched me through with Steve. I set that whole thing up. I basically was like, this fucking mixer thing I got here, I bought because of that show. Because he was like, I need such and such. And I'm like, and I just bought it that day so that I can record it and everything. Then like 3/4 of the way through the process, I'm like, hey, I do comedy. I would love to open up with some motocross comedy. So I went there and my first I didn't have a ton of material down. Here's the thing is you always practice material. Well, there was where the fuck was I going to go and practice this material? So I went into Jersey and I did like 4 or 5 minutes of like kind of motocross comedy. But right off the bat, everybody laughed really hard at my motocross stuff and it threw me off. Like I didn't have that much motocross stuff. And I was like, fuck, these people actually grasp what I'm talking about. Because in a normal room, I've told jokes about like riding at the tiniest level of just like, you know, people ask me if I have ever ridden a dirt, you know, jumped freestyle high. And I'm like, shit, it's not rocket science, you know, but.
yeah.
You know, like nobody in that room got, they just stared at me and I'm like, okay, like abort anything that has to do with any type of motorcycle. So when I told anything with dirt bikes and they laughed, it actually fucked me up. I was like, oh shit. So then I forgot half my motocross stuff. So then I tried to do regular jokes and nobody wanted to hear any regular jokes at all. And I was like, okay. And I just wrapped it up. So then they said, if you get yourself out to Vegas, we'll let you do Vegas. So I was like, okay. So I flew myself out there and everything, you know, just for the opportunity. But I sat down, I listened to a couple of podcasts because it was only a week from one to the other.
Okay.
So I listened to that week's the last week's podcast again. Then I listened to that week's podcast and any inside jokes that they had. I wrote all those inside jokes down. And then I just had some random motocross stuff about motocross guys sleeping in bed together. You know, we've all shared beds on moto trips and shit like that. And the sayings that people are stealing, you know, in normal society or whatever. So, again, I mean, that stuff was untested because I don't have a ready audience to tell motorcycle jokes to. You know, so that was, like, super unusual. But I'm really stoked, and now I think there's more of an avenue for that. Which is why I'm trying to do the freestyle posts and stuff, and make them funny, and comment on stuff, and try to put myself in that spot, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there you go. Enough about me.
Enjoyed it.
I appreciate that. I'm pumped.
Ooh. He just, yeah. You froze up that time, Clint.
Uh-oh. Yeah, my little square down here went red.
That's his thing. Oh.
This is the government. We haven't even talked about the government. They're shutting us off. They said it's too long.
it's Illuminati.
It's like, it's the fluoride and the chemtrails.
He knows about the Illuminati. He knows about the Illuminati.
Just zaps us.
Just what I've heard on Stern.
All right.
Talk about it. It gets this late. Chrissy just starts unplugging the router.
That's what it is.
Nick, I think it was the government. You guys, what were you talking about?
She's like, the lights were flickering in here. I don't know what was going on. I don't feel safe.
Get the gun, honey. Get the gun.
I don't feel safe, Nick. Come in here.
I don't make her feel any safer.
We're just gonna,
right.
We're just gonna make it awkward.
You know, get out of here. Go to bed.
All right, dude. You need to come. Everybody needs to come to Race Champions. Maybe I'll race. I got about a month to train.
Better get ready.
I'm not training.
Train sprain.
I'm certainly not going
train
to.
Train sprain is right.
I'm not going to one race this year and it be the Race of Champions. That sounds like a horrible day.
To be honest, the real champions would show up at that race and just dominate without training. That's how we would sort out who had the better gene pool.
Dude, there's gonna be twice the amount of riders, so the track's gonna get three times as rough. And every fast guy, you know what I've noticed, Darkseid, is that the only guys that come out of retirement to do vet races were the dudes that were fast. Nobody, nobody that I used to smoke all the time has come out of retirement.
Shows up.
Yeah.
Anybody who's over 35 and races dirt bikes is fast as shit and always has a nice bike.
I'm like, why are all you people fucking, why just always. The fast guys come out? Fuck you guys.
Right. Like you finally got money and I don't know what it is. Your dad's not yelling at you or something.
Yeah, exactly. And now they can come out and deal with their own money. And.
Yeah. I still don't have any money, but I got good sponsors.
Yeah, you got fresh gear,
yeah,
a pipe. And we always made fun of the old guys. Did make fun, but we always laughed. Like the 35-plus, 40-plus guys at our track, they always had pipes, fucking nice graphics. All our bikes were beat to shit. They were always fast as shit, too. It's like they still had endurance and stuff. And they were older, so they didn't give a fuck. They'll stuff you.
Yeah.
Because they'd put schoolboy with, like, plus fucking 35.
Yeah, listen.
That just happened to me at Swan 2 weekends ago. I raced the night race there and had to line up with the schoolboy 12 to 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Well,
we always do it. I remember I broke the dude who owned the Subway or ran the Subway team. I wiped down the start with him, and he just got his helmet painted. And he's yelling at me on the start about his helmet. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. We're both going for the start.
Right.
You're a schoolboy, but I don't care.
Yeah. This pays fucking district 75 points, bro. I'm going for it.
Now we're both done.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
I need to go to sleep. I got to get up and work, unfortunately, tomorrow.
Same here.
I can't just edit videos.
I got to go to bed, guys.
Listen, I already called it.
Shut down, but I'm tired as fuck.
I'm trying to edit videos and make content so we can make money off this, Nick.
Hell yeah.
If you make money, I'm fine.
Or at least get free parts or something.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with parts?
I keep offering Nick free tools from Motion Pro, and he's just like, I have no need.
I'd be all over that deal.
He goes, I have no need for them. Thank you, though. He's literally turned me down like three times.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I like free stuff. I'll take free oil, free plastic, free whatever I can get my hands on.
He's just worried about stuff sitting in his driveway, in his garage. He's like, it's just going
to
be more stuff.
I don't need to sit here. I need to sit here and get reprimanded by a couple old vets.
He's like, all I need in my toolbox is a bottle opener, son.
The yucca punk, young punk.
Man, I ride a 4-stroke. It is unlimited power. Never breaks down. This is how Jamie should sound when he's talking. What the hell's going on, Texas?
Yeah.
Disrespected, I'm your senior. Nobody fucking cares.
Dude, I spun out. It was slicker now. Shit.
Mega it over here. No respect.
No respect for the elders.
Dude, why doesn't Trump come out with a bicycle with MAGA wheels?
Let's do it. Let's fucking
All right, we gotta get out of here. I gotta fucking go to work.
Yeah, I gotta go wake the wife. She's sleeping on the couch.
Go poke her in the back with your.
I'm sure mine's in there, half dressed. I'm gonna go go have some fun.
Whoa.
Nicely
I'm going to go and sleep by myself in the room. Maybe the dog will hop in bed a little bit and cuddle.
There you go.
Ooh, talking dirty.
That'll be it. Listen, Randy. Fucking Nick's dog
Randy's
makes...
He's going to get dirty. He's going to take a shit on the floor in my front room. Randy's my dog.
Nick's dog talks shit to my dog all the time. He makes dirty comments to her. Yeah. He's a pervert.
Clint's dog's a slut, so it's...
She only had sex with Sloan's dog, Memphis, okay? And then we had a puppy abortion.
Uh-oh. All right.
That's okay, because Randy is transitioning. And when he becomes a woman, he wants to get an abortion of 8 puppies.
Just went off the rails.
That's how many he's going to have. All right.
It was neither confirmed nor denied whether we had a puppy abortion or not. All right. I'm just saying the timeline, you never know.
It's a little fishy.
It is a fishy timeline. It's like when people get married all of a sudden.
Started off track and we got back on track and that dog abortion.
It's like when people post
we tried to give you fluoride. You didn't bite on that one.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what the description for this podcast is going to be.
Oh, it's just going to be we talk about nonsense. You're going to have to. It's like Obamacare.
No,
You're going to have to pass it.
Axel's dog fluoride gets dog abortion.
Listen, you're going to have to pass it.
On the dark side.
You're going to have to pass it in order to know what's inside. Okay, it's just like Obamacare. There's no description. All right, enter at your own risk. It's like what I was saying is it's like the timeline is fishy, like when somebody posts engagement pictures and then pregnancy pictures next week.
Right. Yep. Hey, I was there.
I just saw it.
I was there more.
This just happened on my timeline a week ago.
My anniversary was last week, which Clint didn't even acknowledge. That hurts a lot.
Yeah, I did acknowledge it when you ditched me on the show at 4:00.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you it was my anniversary. I don't tell anybody that.
4:00, he goes.
Nine-year anniversary. It'll be my daughter's 9-year birthday.
When?
In 2 weeks.
That adds up just perfectly.
I went extra shotgun on that one.
I want to see these wedding pictures now. Your wife is so skinny that she probably didn't even. She looked like a normal person.
Christy's always hot. She's got it. Do you see my Instagram video? Yes. My story today.
Yeah, you being a creeper on her.
Yeah, I show her it. She goes, "That's not what I wore today. That's not even from today." I'm like, "That's the thing you focus on." I'm like, "First of all, it is because the Instagram story lasts for 24 hours." She was so confused. Watch my story, Jamie. You got a couple hours to catch that one.
That's right. Okay, listen, you got to watch his stories, my stories, the interviews.
You got a lot to do.
You got a lot to watch.
I don't expect you to sleep tonight.
For next
week. You got to crack that pipe for the new business in the morning, but you're going to have to be tired tomorrow.
I'm just going
to
call in sick.
Yeah,
that's
listen.
Good. We'll be your references.
Yeah. People can miss.
I got some social media to catch up on.
People can miss their fluoridation for one day.
Okay.
Jamie's going to be like, yeah, I was on a podcast the other night. These bossy assholes told me I had to watch all their videos.
And they're worried about their fluoride intake.
That's right. We need those. We need those Southerners calm, all right? We can't have them all uppity and trying to rise again.
Yeah, fuck the Southerners.
No, I like the South better than the North, to tell you the truth.
Well, fuck Clint, too.
Anyway, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. At least somebody wants to.
Right, right. There are no winners. Only losers.
That's right. What's so civil about war anyway, dark side?
Anyway.
All right, I'm going to bed.
All right.
Shut down, Clint.
We drug it on long enough. I'm going to stop streaming. All later, right. Everyone.
Well, this was fun.